Good morning, Father. We love you, Lord. We're yours, Lord. We belong to you. We turn our attention to you and everything that you have for us. We look to you for strength, for vigor, for vitality in our bodies to do what's set before us today. We look for wisdom and understanding, the ability to think through every situation we're faced with today. We ask, Lord, that you would give us perfect comprehension of what we're facing so that we can see clearly through whatever we have to face and whatever we have to do, that we would do it all to the glory of God, and that we would be fruitful at what we set our hands to do today, Lord. We ask that you would give us a heart that understands, a mind that perceives, ears to hear, and eyes to see everything that you want us to understand today. Give us wisdom in all things, Lord. You said that we could ask you anytime for wisdom, and that you would not upbraid us for asking you, Lord. So we ask you for wisdom in dealing with every issue in our lives, that we would do everything according to your will and your purposes. We ask for the life of God to flow through us, in us, and through us to other people. And Lord, we ask for the word of God to be on our tongues, to speak to other people. We ask that you would give us the exact things that we need to say to other people to release them from their bondages and to lead them to you, Lord. We ask, Lord, that if there's anything that we can do to bring healing and comfort to their hearts, that we would be able to have the word that sets them free and heals the weary, Lord. We ask for the love of Christ and the compassion of your heart to be within us, Lord, for other people. We ask, Father, for all the love that you died for to give us, Lord, to be in our hearts, not only for you, Lord, but for other people, Lord. Because, Lord, they need the love of Christ just as much as we do. And we need to see them as we see ourselves in your sight, Lord, that they are just hungry people that need Christ. We need you, Lord, and they need you, Lord. So we ask in Jesus Christ's name that you would pour yourself out abundantly upon all of us, that you would loose us from all of our chains, that you would break every addiction, that you would break every dark thought, and we turn all of our thoughts and our motivations over to you, Lord. Let the purposes of our heart be to serve you and to honor you and to live for you, but let them also be to turn other people to you, Lord. That's your kingdom. You want your kingdom to be built, Lord. You want your kingdom to be influenced by us, Lord. So, Lord, we give ourselves to that end. And we ask in Jesus Christ's name for the power of God to flow through us today, that we would be able to loose people from their chains, and that we would be able to set their feet upon the rock, which is Christ. We love you, Lord. We turn our hearts to you, Lord, today. We bow the knee of our hearts before you. There is no other one that we serve but you, Lord. You are our King. You are our Lord and Savior. You are our Master. And we love you, Lord. We love serving you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for being in our lives, and we thank you for leading us and guiding us by your sweet Spirit, Lord. We ask in Jesus Christ's name that we would be led by your Spirit today. In Jesus Christ's name, so let it be. Amen.